Until we meet again, led by living prophets, by Elder Mark E. Peterson, 1900 through 1984, of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. God always speaks to the people through living prophets. Editor's note: in July 1972, Joseph Fielding Smith, 10th president of the church, passed away. President Harold B. Lee was sustained in the October 1972 General Conference as the new church president. This excerpt comes from Elder Mark E. Peterson's talk in that conference. A new prophet of God is one in a line of inspired men divinely called to minister now and to bring a new revelation from heaven to every man, woman, and child who will hear. The appointment of a new prophet is of a momentous import to every person who believes in God, and particularly to every believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Always when the Lord has had a people on the earth whom he has recognized as his own, he has led them by living prophets to whom he has given guidance from heaven. A similar line of inspired men now has been established in modern times. This was accomplished as a result of the restoration of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ through his latter-day seer, Joseph Smith. Contrary to the general belief, the Lord is a God of communication, a God of revelation. He is a God of light and intelligence, of knowledge and information. He does not deal in darkness, neither does he save anyone in ignorance. His entire plan of salvation rests upon communication with an enlightened people. Who can worship intelligently if kept in ignorance? Who can have a meaningful faith without a knowledge of God? And whence shall this knowledge come if not from the Deity himself? Human beings are slow to learn the ways of the Lord, and particularly are they dilatory in accepting the fact that although he is willing to communicate with them, his method of doing so is through inspired living men whom he designates as prophets. It is a pattern with him. It is his method of procedure, and he has not changed it. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and so are his methods. We solemnly testify that communication between heaven and earth has been established in our day. We declare that God is not isolated from the world. He is not dead, he lives. He is not blind, he sees. He is not deaf, he hears. He is not dumb, he speaks eloquently to his living prophets and through them to the world at large. In this manner, God is speaking to you today. From another prophet now has come, and signed January 1973, pages 116 through 118. End of the article, led by Living Prophets, by Elder Mark E. Peterson, 1900 to 1984, of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, read by David Shaw.